Welcome to the Art Burrito Podcast with Jason Wilkins. Life, art, marketing, and all the deliciousness in between. Here we go.
Okay. We're recording right now.
Oh, yeah. We're just going to jump right in.
And yeah, my mic's still working. That's good. We had some tech issues before, but we got, I think we kind of got it sorted out.
Technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties.
And we're back.
Hey, everybody. This is the Art Burrito Podcast, and this is episode, holy crap, that's super loud now. This is episode number 16, I think. And Kyle already knows because he listened to all the podcasts already, so he knows how it works. And we're going to open our beer. Thanks, Publican, for sponsoring. And we both have the Irish Ale, which I haven't had yet, oddly enough. Yeah. You're a fan of it, right?
I am. Mm. Keeps you cold on a hot day and warm on a cold day.
Yeah. Cheers.
Like today, Remembrance Day.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's good. Super good. So yeah, we have to mention that right off the top, Remembrance Day today. So of course, without those who gave their lives and made that sacrifice, we wouldn't be here doing what we're doing today and getting to do what we do every day. So again, thanks to the veterans and those still out there fighting for us. And yeah. So what's going on, Kyle? So everybody, Kyle from Pioneer Inc. is on the show today. And so we'll just dive in because, and again, as you know, we go into your backstory.
My backstory.
Yeah.
That long one.
Whatever you want. it's whatever you want.
Well, it's funny. A lot of people, you know, cause I've been away for a long time and I'm from here. I was born and raised on the borderline of Asphodel and Otonabee Township.
Yeah.
Yeah, my parents own a trailer park here on Rice Lake, Birdsall Beach. What up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah, so I've been here my whole life. But like every kid, you know, growing up in this area, like, we got to get out of here. We're not going anywhere with our lives. And especially, you know, someone like me who was in more of a, I played hockey my whole life, but I was also in music, in the band in high school.
Yeah.
Art classes, all that kind of stuff, trying to play in bands and I went to Norwood.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of talent that comes out of that small farm community.
Yeah.
And it's pretty awesome to see where things go. So like every kid, you know, you go to college, university, from that area, and then you're like, oh, I'm gonna move to Toronto, and then aspirations of moving to New York City and being the next designer. Some crazy high-end
insane
agency.
Firm and like
right. And then you know reality sets in and you're like, oh wait, I live in the city and I grew up on a lake and I hate it and I have to get back home.
Yeah,
so clutching at whatever could get me back here for 15-16 years.
Yeah, well, that's funny to chime in there. That was I've told the story before, but like right after art school, that's what I told my friend, we told each other, we're like, that's it, man. Like, we've made it. We're done.
I listened to that episode.
like we're done. You know, that's it. We've graduated one of the best art schools in Canada.
You went Sheridan, right?
Yeah. And that means that's it.
That's it. You're a million.
We're instantly rich.
Yeah. You're instantly rich, satisfied.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. It's exactly what it was. I ended up going to, I just kicked the desk. That probably picked that up.
No, whatever. We don't care here. This doesn't matter.
I went to school in Kingston. St. Lawrence College, and they had a design program. I mean, when I went, I'm like you, there was no computers off the hop
and
using things like gouache.
Painting
with gouache is basically puddling.
How old are you?
I'm 37.
Oh, okay. I thought you were way younger than me. Okay. Oh. So well, you're a little bit younger, not too much.
Do I look younger?
A little bit. I don't know. Yeah.
I tell people, they're like, oh yeah, you're that young. And they're like, you know, you carry your weight well. And I'm like, well, I used to be 400 pounds. You look great, man.
You look great.
Congratulations. I'm very rarely serious unless my headphones are on and my laptop.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Same here.
Yeah, man.
It's more fun that way.
Yeah. So I left, you know, I moved to Kingston for three years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Went to St. Lawrence College, worked retail downtown, had some fun.
Yep.
Design program, graduated.
Yep.
That whole thing. And then I got a job opportunity thrown at me to work for West 49, the skateboard company, for
holy to be shit. Their
artist and designer. And
like right away?
Yeah, I was literally graduated in this, I guess it'd be spring, that's when you graduate.
Yeah.
Took the summer working for my parents at the park, like the
whole, yeah.
like I've been doing my whole life.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine got he took his placement there at school.
Yeah.
And he got hired on. And he was just like, yeah, we got it. We need another artist. You want to come? And he's a good friend of mine. He's still like one of my freelancers that works for me.
Wow. Today.
He lives in Prague.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And they hired me.
That's the best part about living in the day and age we live in, eh? You can just, yeah. You guys can still connect.
For our industries, mm-hmm. like it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, I still value the face-to-face time and doing that.
Yeah.
I really enjoy meeting people going down there to Toronto.
I
go to Toronto.
Yeah. I actually value it way more now that I've done the podcast. Getting like you don't realize what you're missing when you know when you're actually sitting down with somebody and actually having an eye to eye conversation. Yeah. It's bizarre because now it's just not done.
For people at home, we're actually back to back.
Yeah. We're not looking at each other at all.
No, it's too bad. But there's mirrors behind us, so yeah. We gotta figure it out. Yeah, so I ended up working there for 3 years and you know, as a junior designer out of a graphic design and business program, you're like, wow, I get to work for West 49.
Yeah, so that's
like
insane.
20 something, young 20s, like 21.
Yeah. Maybe.
And you're working for brands like DC and Globe. And
that is wicked.
Even back then, it was like even Stereo was still kicking around and some crazy old.
So, and so good. Like, coming right out to have that on your resume and you're like just to have it and like be like, yeah,
that's Burton was starting to kick some ass and all that stuff. Right. And then I kind of got tired of it over 3 years. I mean, I was doing TV commercials, like creative on that. And
oh my God,
coming up with stuff and acting in them.
Were you?
Yeah. I've been in like 4 budget West 49 TV commercials. Yeah. It's hilarious.
I have to look those up
Long
now.
Long hair, toque, the whole works.
That is awesome.
Super fun.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Been to that. And then I said, you know what? This one industry of action sports and that kind of thing needs to change. And me growing up, I've always had like nice things. I like to have quality in my life.
Yes.
So I like branding and I love making brands.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where I said, I need to diversify.
Yeah.
So I jumped a ship to a small agency in Oakville.
Yeah.
And there was two guys that owned it and then their designer was leaving. I don't know what for, but through the grapevine, someone said, you got to work with these guys because they do really high end, fine, detail oriented brands. And I was just a designer at that point. Like that's all I cared about was making things look pretty. Like I
didn't
think about the science and the strategy and the philosophy behind all this.
Yeah.
Why essentially you do these things. But so I said, I went there for a meeting and, you know, back in the early 2000s, you're wearing your polka dot hoodie and you're looking all cool.
Yeah.
Your giant shoes. And,
Right?
And,
And what year was this roughly?
2005.
Okay. Yeah. That was a little bit after my Ronald McDonald hair phase. Yeah.
That was you.
Oh yeah. That was me. First day at Sheridan, I'm like, I'm the shit. So I'm going to dye my hair orange. And I had like 8 earrings in my, I tried.
Awesome.
It worked for a while.
Hey man, that's what life's about.
You almost have to do it. Yeah.
Purposely making mistakes to make yourself a better 100%. Person.
100%. Yes.
Right. Just being smart about it.
Yeah.
So yeah. And then I jumped ship and I started working immediately for like, the big companies. You're like GE, Molson, Nissan, and all these big brands.
And
then after a while, I mean, I'm just literally, I'm an intermediate designer doing, you know, flyers and big stickers that go on the windows at the dealerships. And you go to all these agencies and they got the logo on there. They did business cards for General Electric.
Yeah.
But they put it on their website and it's like they bid a $1 million campaign for them, right? Like
that's right.
It's so funny.
Yep.
Yeah. Like,
I still, well, you can see that anywhere now where like, yeah, people yeah. post who they work for and they, it's, it could have been the smallest piece of a campaign or whatever, but you still work for them.
Yeah.
So that's still, totally. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just that there's a lot of that, right?
Yeah.
The lack of transparency in sure. certain industries and stuff. And
yeah.
It's fun. Like I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Cause technically you can say yes.
Yeah. And I mean,
you did.
It's, I find it's shifting now.
Yeah.
I find that the big agency model of the top down, you got to pay all these people and
yeah.
that kind of thing. It's,
yeah.
It's different. Like,
yeah.
People are getting smart. The world of the internet has allowed so many more artists and designers and even like musicians, everything to yeah. showcase their talents.
Yeah.
And you get a good art director, a good marketing head in there, they'll find you.
Yeah.
And as long as you're,
they will
providing value for them and they know who you are, you got some sort of,
yeah,
you know, history back into you.
Yeah.
Thing, they'll go for you.
Oh, they will. Yeah. yeah. If you got the talent and like you said, you can show that you've got some experience in there too, yeah. then you're golden pretty much.
Right.
Like the landscape has changed so much as far as even schooling, like you said, with the internet and like, you can learn almost anything now online. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's still a benefit to go that route to be a designer or illustrator or whatever, but yeah, you don't have to anymore. Like it's just like,
so on that. So where my buddy Jeff from Prague.
Yeah.
So he was home. Oh, I can't remember. It was a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I only get to see him every 2 years. Like we talk every month, kind of every other day sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But we went through my college portfolio.
Oh man, isn't that fun?
Oh my God, we were dying. And just some of the stuff was just brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal.
It is so fun though, too.
I see stuff now that kids are coming out with.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how the hell did I get through college?
I know.
And then I like, and now where I am today, like I've worked for whatever.
Yes.
Not to sound like an ass, but work for big things. And
sure.
And I figured a way out yeah. to get down and like, and my quality of work and all that stuff has come up.
Yeah.
And even beyond the work itself, like the why aspect of what do these brands stand for? Why does it look certain way? What does feel certain way? Color theory, all that stuff is included in that kind of thing.
That's right.
Essentially, I say brand is a personality.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, brand is like raising a child. It's easy if you remember two things. It's all in the details and nobody likes an asshole.
Yeah. That's true.
Right.
That is 100% true.
It's pretty neat.
But, yeah.
I mean, like.
Yeah.
The other side of it is like, I know how to put that together.
Right.
But before,
yeah.
Just garbage.
Yeah.
Just
it's true.
Filth coming out of a portfolio.
Yeah. 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 And I'll look back even like 3 years ago and be like, you know, when I started something new and then to where it might be today. And it's like, you don't realize where you were until you actually physically take a look back and be like, oh, wow. Like,
yeah.
I had no idea.
I've often thought about making a portfolio book and producing it. And
yeah.
It's about the path of, a kid from the small town.
Going man, to that would be so
school, and then showing all the junk that I made.
That would be valuable for people.
Where I'm like 20 years from now.
Yeah.
And just doing that. And then when I'm 20 years, like 60s, yep. And you know, my kids are older.
Yeah.
Kid.
Yeah.
that's funny. So fresh. I'm already thinking.
I have four, so yeah, I always say kids.
I don't know. I've run it by a couple like trusted people that
yeah.
I have, and they're like, do it. It'll be super cool.
It would be super cool. Yeah.
Yeah,
I would like to do that too. Only I'm all for like admitting mistakes and like showing my shitty work, yep. But like to put in a book and then I'd have to look at it all the time. And be like, oh, I guess I wouldn't have to look at it, but man. Yeah.
All depends on the perspective that you're looking at it,
though. Yeah. That's true.
Cause all of your mistakes brought you to where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Mike's podcast.
Yeah.
Teachers telling you, illustrators, you got to find your style.
Yes.
And you got to stick with it.
Yes.
And it's like,
yeah.
I remember that when I took art.
Do you?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, cool. Because that was probably the number one thing that they preached to us was, and I get it. It's not like I don't get it. Because I still have a style that kind of carries through most of my stuff. But it was almost like, don't try anything new. Just, once you find something that works for you, you know, focus on that and build on that. And then, you know, just don't experiment. That's not a good thing. And I'm like, in a creative industry. Like, and
isn't
like,
that what art is?
Isn't that what art is? Aren't we always evolving? Are we always trying new things? Like, it just, even back then, I was a little bit floored. I mean, I was still super young, but still a little bit like shocked by industry professionals, like kind of saying like, just don't try anything else.
Yeah, right. Like there's one illustrator that I've always loved his work is Tomer Haneke.
Mm-hmm.
So he does a like caricature kind of thing. Mm-hmm. He's got a really dark tone to his stuff, and I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But his stuff is very similar.
Yeah.
But I would be curious to see how much diversity he went through to get to that point.
Yes.
Right? Like how much you have to get to that point.
Yeah.
How much I have to actually, my world's completely different in illustration. I need diversity. If I can't figure out, because you know, when I'm building personalities for people, they have to look different, they have to feel different, they have to sound different, they have to smell different. Like, and that
everything needs about
respect
it
and go after someone different.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So I think diversity as a designer is paramount.
Like you have to be that way.
To be able to understand that, and especially as art director.
Yeah.
You can't have an art director that just likes one thing, right?
Yeah.
Because all these brands coming in one spot is going to look the same.
Yeah.
You really be able to find the foundation of what these brands are.
Yeah.
And make sure that they represent that.
Right.
So you could have Nike and you can have Cheese Whiz.
Yeah.
Can you put Cheese Whiz logo on Nike and it feels the same?
Yeah.
I don't know. Actually, one of the guys back I work with, a brand isn't truly a brand until people understand what it is without the logo.
Right. Yeah.
So think about Apple.
Yeah.
You know, you can take the logo off of any Apple box and it's a white box and people are like, oh, that's an Apple box. How did they brand the white box?
Isn't that crazy to think about that? Because I've seen variations of like the Nike label and things like that where it's almost, because it's already pretty minimalist, that logo.
Yeah.
But they even take it further and you still know, like, there's just that it's taken decades to build that. Right.
Yeah. You see a lot of people, they do fan art online.
So yeah.
Designers will take a brand and they'll do their own like version of it.
Yeah.
It's like a Coca-Cola can.
Yeah. You know,
the can's still red.
Yeah. Right? It's like Absolute.
Right.
Whereas I entered that contest because they have. Yeah.
Awesome.
It's back there. I think up there.
Oh, it's empty.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Yeah. It's got flowers in it. But yeah, you can just have literally, you don't even have to have the bottle. You can just allude to the bottle and like, you just know what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's amazing.
Totally. And you see, like, it's great. That's when, that's when a brand really touches, you know, people's understanding who they are.
I have honestly like such huge respect for designers like yourself. And I have a friend who lives in Connecticut that I went to school with. And his name's Greg, and he runs Logo Cowboy, I think is the name of it. But he does some pretty big stuff too. And he's always leaned, like, even though we were in illustration together, he's always leaned that way. So he could have been told, like, do an illustration of, I don't know, like a celebrity or whatever. He would have done it as a logo.
Cool.
That was his thing. So he always gravitated towards that. Yeah. But my brain just doesn't work that way. Like it's funny how I've tried, like people approach me. I did one for a beard company or something for their packaging and it turned out okay. I don't know. I wasn't 100% happy with it. You know, when you're comfortable and something feels really right, it just doesn't.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to know yourself, right? So
oh, totally.
I've kind of said now, like if anyone approaches me for something like that, I just can't in good conscience be like, I'm going to do the best job ever. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah. You're bang on. Knowing yourself is good, but also knowing yourself enough to challenge yourself is better.
Yeah. I like trying things, but then you know.
Yeah.
Then you know for sure. So when somebody approaches you for something like a project, walk me through kind of like your creative process. Because like when you're branding something and you're creating design, like you said, you have to smell like it, has to 100% feel like it. It's super important.
Yeah.
So right?
A lot of people, just think their brand's their logo.
Yeah.
And if you see someone post a logo online or talk about it, they'll say, look at this new branding. And you're like, okay, it's a logo or or an icon or something like that. That's not a brand. So you got to think beyond that, right? The logo is just the stepping stone to get into certain things.
Yeah.
So like I go for more of a how is this going to make you feel? How is it going to make the consumer feel? And where, what consumers do you want to make feel that way?
Yeah.
So you got to think back, and it's essentially marketing.
Yeah.
If you can kind of tie the two together,
yeah,
push yourself down a brand path.
For
me, I mean, let's use Sam's.
I was going to bring that up actually.
So let's use Sam's for an example, because it's different. Right?
So anyone outside of Peterborough, even if you're outside of Peterborough, you should know Sam's Deli.
Are we touching the globe right now?
Yes. Oh, we're everywhere, man. We're global.
The internet.
Literally best sandwiches like anywhere.
Yeah,
for sure. So yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so Sam's is Sam.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
So all good businesses start with good people.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to make sure that you look at that. And then you got to look at why they're doing what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sam loves making food, and she loves being in there sweating it behind the thing. Like, I've been like, Sam, you got so many things on the menu, and like, what's going on? Like, and she's got them all in her head, right? And she loves it. She's not going to change.
Oh, no. She posts like she's, it's like 2 a.m. and she's making pierogies.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit,
so
man.
It's passion, right?
Yeah.
If you're making a brand,
mm-hmm,
you got to tap into that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't ignore what the people around you are doing, right? Like, have to make sure that it's touching on an authentic level of who the people are that are controlling this shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, I took Sam's and I was like, you think about it this way. Where do you think your stem love of making a simple sandwich comes from?
Mm-hmm.
And I go down I think it's on our website. I think I wrote something around like, all the memories shared between two pieces of bread, from a child sitting at lunchtime with his friends at the thing, all the way up to having a sandwich circle square at your grandparents' 60th wedding anniversary.
Beautiful. Right? Yeah.
So like, it's a connection between people. And if you can think of it that way, you're already making people believe in something.
Yeah.
And that's an easy one for people to grasp, right?
Yeah.
So if you can connect a brand to someone that way, it makes sense. And then I'm like, then you get down to the brass tacks. You're like, well, it's Sam. She's the hardest working person I've ever met.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Almost no vacation. I think
sorry
she wanted
to everyone out there that thinks they work harder than Sam. I didn't mean it that way.
You know what? Sometimes I think I work hard, and then people like that pop up, and you're like, oh, man.
We are a different breed. we'll touch on that. And then so I'm like, okay, work hard. And I was like, oh, yeah, the whole like Rosie the Riveter, women's empowerment, like get them going, right? Like who works harder than your mom, right? Raising, you know, you got 4 kids.
Yes,
right?
Like 100%.
Right? So you got to think about that kind of thing. And I was like, oh, it'd be so badass if Sam was holding a sandwich and just looked cool and back to her and matched her truck and like just pulled it all together that way. And then it came out and she loved it. And she really fell in love with the stuff beforehand, the strategy and all that thought and the story and that kind of thing.
I remember.
And then I showed her the logo.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like people to buy into like, this is what you should be doing.
I always felt like that. I always felt like, and again, I know nothing about design. Keep that in mind. But I always felt like what you said, the logo is secondary. Like if the logo can become something when the brand becomes something, right?
Right.
So when you fall in love with, like, for example, Sam's again, when you fall in love with what she's doing and because she has built a brand around herself.
Yeah.
The logo, although it's beautiful, it's like it becomes something only when she's become something too, right?
Yeah. I mean, there are the other case scenarios where, you know, you got like, oh, it's the Canadian flag. It's the logo for Canada.
Well,
it's like
a
leaf between two bars. Right.
Right.
Does that represent Canada?
Yeah.
Take away everything else. Just look at the flag. Does that represent Canada? I don't think so. It's two pieces of Lego with a maple leaf and
mm-hmm.
Right.
So, mm-hmm.
So behind that, everything that stands for. So it's just the identity. It's just the visual thing. So it's like opening a door.
Yeah.
Opening a door into everything that's below it or behind it.
Yeah. I remember going in there the unveiling day.
Yeah.
And it was like people were going bananas. They were taking pictures. Like I took a picture of the mural that was on the wall.
Yeah.
And even though like I was already a fan, I was in there all the time. It just brought it up a notch. Like you could just feel it when you walked in there.
Right.
Right.
And I mean, so here's another one. It's beyond the identity itself. I did the interior design for her. Right.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. That's so the interior design is actually a big part of your brand. as soon as you walk into a place, it has to feel right. It has to represent
that's
the personality of what you're trying to
That's
get.
Interesting.
It's so, just another extension of your brand.
Yeah. So do you do you just offer that up? You'd be like, okay, here's the brand, but now I can do your...
It is item number 37 on the list of offerings.
Yeah.
I try.
And I mean, clearly you can do it, but do you... Yeah.
I do it. I'm doing Rare right now too.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Rebranding and all that stuff with Ty.
That's awesome.
They bought it and banged it out. And it's been so
bad.
I consulted and helped build Venture North and the interior of the lobby all downstairs.
So you did their logo too?
Yeah. Branded Venture North. I designed the murals.
Shit.
And got, can't remember his name. I always forget his name. Tall guy does all the painting downtown.
I know what you're talking about.
Super nice guy.
Yeah.
He's going to smack me if he listens to this for not remembering. But yeah, designed it and then gave it to him and said, put this on the wall, but put your spin on it.
Yeah.
Because you're the artist.
Yeah.
And I'm the design guy that I
wanted
this mural to match the aesthetic of the growth.
Yeah.
The entrepreneurial mindset of going beyond your ideas in that place and go from there. Yeah.
Tell me about that one. Because the logo's wicked, but tell me about how that came about then.
That was my first, I shouldn't say my first, but when I decided to move home, I was trying to find, I ran my own business. I was working as a freelance designer out of Burlington.
And okay.
I had clients in Toronto. Clients
when did you move home?
2017.
Oh, so really recently.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I've only been here for...
Because I moved back in 2013.
Yeah. I moved home. I took a stab at doing another project, another business with a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, kind of the market changed. And we just found that what we were going after we didn't think it was going to work right. So we kind of changed a little bit. And I had to sit down and like, you know what, this isn't working for me. Let's figure it out. And we're still buds. And that's how mature professionals
communicate
work, right?
Yeah. It's a crazy thing when you communicate, right?
Don't be an asshole.
Exactly.
And then as part of that, they're like, hey, we're doing this project. You want to throw a brand together for us? And I was like, yeah, sure. No problem. And then I was like, well, what can you, that's a simple one, right? Like you want to show movement forward, growth, show that it's north.
Yeah.
And people are on some sort of adventure.
Right.
So I don't know if you've ever looked at it, but the logo is literally just an up arrow, like a compass arrow moving forward. And the two tops go past up the top to make a V.
Okay.
So it's Venture North, but it's also, as you go to the pinnacle of your arrow, you're going beyond your expectations. And that was the simple philosophy behind that logo.
I just love it so much. I just can't do it, but I love it.
It takes a long time, man. I'm 18 years now experience doing
that. Is great.
That.
Yeah.
And still learning every day. Like I try and challenge myself as much as I can. Sam's identity.
Yeah.
Super difficult. As the longest I've ever spent on a logo.
Really? How long?
I am not an illustrator.
Well, it looked great.
Yeah. I mean, I'll find like, I'll be honest, like I find Rosie the Riveter.
Yeah.
I trace out the outline.
Sure.
I pull it out. I kind of, put my own kind of touch on
it. Spin on it. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, I wanted it to resemble that because of what that stands for.
Yes.
And what Sam worked for. Like, so things like that. I mean, there's a recycling genius is not a bad thing.
It's
as long as you put your own spin on it.
Yeah.
And it's in a different platform and you're kind of have a rationale and reasoning behind it. I think it's fine.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
I even tell up and comers who like ask me for advice and stuff. I'm like, how about you try copying people who've done it really well for a while?
Don't
put it out.
It.
Like obviously don't put it out as your own, but learn from it and then it'll inspire you.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's design is that business big time.
Yeah. Okay. We're taking a break.
Oh.
Sorry to interrupt.
Half
an hour already. We're back just like that.
That's fast.
I know.
That might have been a record.
I think it was. So I'm a massive fan of Providence. And again, anyone who isn't from Peterborough, and when you do come here, you have to hit Providence. So they do everything from you know, they'll cut your hair. Nick will cut your hair too. Get a beer, get a coffee, get some awesome clothes. Run by Mike, awesome guy. I was insanely excited when it came out, and he teased it out for a while. Like the logo did a great job. Actually, both of you guys do that. You like tend to tease stuff out for a while, which is great. I'm too impatient, so I just throw stuff up.
That's how you build romance.
Yeah, it's good. So talk to me about, actually, he kind of ran through that a little bit on the podcast, but talk to me about building that out, building that brand out a little bit.
So I've listened to Mike's podcast on that one. The name.
Mm-hmm.
Months of...
That's kind of the vibe I got, was it took a little bit.
Him and I and our other buddy, Brian, like ripping back and forth names. A couple other like people, like you said, in our friend group kind of thing.
Yep. And,
you know, we just took forever, like hundreds and hundreds of names. and some of them are good. Like some of them were like
close contenders.
Let's hang on to that baby and do something later.
Right. Like, right.
There's tons of that.
So you have a vault of some names for other things.
Tons of it.
Yeah.
And I come up with stuff all the time too.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wake up 3 o'clock. Well, every day I wake up 3 o'clock in the morning.
That was one of my questions. I was going to ask what keeps you up at night, but we'll get to that.
We'll get to that. Yeah. What else were we going to get to?
I don't know. You said you're going to, I can't remember what it was.
It was about working hard every day.
Oh yeah.
We'll get to
that. And that we actually don't. Okay. In comparison.
You work for 3 days straight and then you take a day off.
That's right. That's what I find. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right? Exactly.
Because some days you're just not motivated. You're not.
That's right.
If you're not feeling it, don't feel it. Go outside and just do anything.
I say that to people. Yeah. Literally, if you have to listen to your mind and your body.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, so Providence was, it was fun. It was challenging. I mean, I already knew what the aesthetic was supposed to be like, how it should make you feel, things like that. But I mean, I always like to put like little details on it. Like anyone that comes to me, a freelancer, a junior designer has worked with me in the past, those kind of things. And they just have a word and it's just the font. I'm like, nope. Why are we using that font? Why don't we make it our own unique kind of thing?
Yeah.
So I don't know if you've noticed, but the O has a little underline underneath it. And that's an old school homage to like accenting certain thing and typography and stuff. But I turned it into a little bow tie. So it's literally a guy's head with a bow tie.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah. It's kind of a
wow.
Yeah.
Now I'll look. Yeah.
So it's just little details, right? Like,
yeah.
And then give it like certain line drop shadows and take it back to the idea is back to the era of a true gentleman, and that kind of thing. And when you always wore pants, you always wore a suit, you always looked a certain way, you always felt a certain way, you treated others a certain way.
Right.
And bringing that into today's society.
That is a great message.
How the world has changed. Now we're evolving and like, it's fantastic, right? Like how can you not be a true gentleman in this today and age?
That's awesome.
It's probably the easiest thing to do.
Yeah, it is.
Hold the door for people.
Don't be an asshole.
Don't be an asshole, right? Like, it's easy.
Yeah.
You know, like share.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's super easy.
It's getting lost a little bit, but it's so easy to do.
Yeah. I always think that it's getting a lost because there's a lot of people.
Right.
There's more minds. And more minds means there's more people thinking different ways.
True.
And if you think about anything, any conflict, any sort of...
Yeah.
Any... angle.
Yeah.
That's, I truly, it's gotta be.
99% of people are
it's
great.
Gotta be. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the 1%. I mean, there's always going to be the 1%.
That other 1% is great in another circle.
Yes, that's right.
Right.
Yeah. That's right. For sure. So when you were going back and forth with ideas then, who kind of like, because when I'm working on something, I have a hard time finishing it because I always work too far into it sometimes.
Oh yeah.
Like the painting behind you there. Like there's things I see about it now that I'm like, oh my God, like I work too far into it. How do you know when to stop? Like, how do you know when this is it? Like this feels right.
Good question. Hard to answer.
Yeah.
Because there isn't.
Yeah. I struggle with it.
I have three unfinished identity projects for Providence that I just,
mm-hmm.
I'm sitting on, and I just can't, like, those days you just don't feel like doing it. And I'm like,
yeah,
it's frustrating me, and I'm sitting on it.
And mm-hmm.
like, Mike's got other people that work for him too, which is great.
And yeah.
they're a little bit less, you know, they can just bang stuff out. And I'm like,
right.
Sometimes I can do that.
Yeah.
I can build a brand in a weekend sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to get pay me for the weekend work, but
yeah,
you can pay me for my lifetime value.
Yeah. Yeah.
That kind of thing. But,
same here. Like, I always feel like I should have to force myself to be creative because I have deadlines on things. And then, like, for example, last night I'm doing a mural coming up at the end of this week, and they wanted a design this morning, and last night I was like, I should really do this. And I literally, it's your brain's like, I just literally can't do it. I thought, no, I'll get in the studio tomorrow and then I'll be able to do it.
Yeah.
So I know myself well enough that that's true.
Yep.
Like, I'll come in here and I did
it. Absolutely.
And I did it. So that, I find that's really important, to know yourself and not to force things unless, like, you, like, you're down to like the seconds where you mm-hmm. literally have to pull something together. Yeah. But yeah, it's tough.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. The Providence logo took me probably 2 hours.
Yeah. But you were already there.
But it's, yeah. It's,
right. Creatively,
it's
right?
About 3 months of thought.
Exactly.
And make sure it's right, and influence yeah. from other areas, and research yeah. down paths. And
yeah.
it was a true, like, looking at old speakeasy.
It's also
back and watching Boardwalk Empire and, like,
right.
things like that. Right.
Just getting inspired
and
by things.
Peaky Blinders and all that.
Yeah. Kind of yeah. Yeah.
About how they look, not so much on how they act.
A show, by the way, my wife and I came in and watched. Apparently, it's good.
It's quite all right.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Fun. It's
yeah.
a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. But that's along the same lines as, like, when I do something, there's that time frame thing where people think it should take you forever, but you've been working so long at something, like I've been drawing and illustrating for so long that some things just don't take me that long anymore.
Totally.
And,
because you've developed a process.
You've developed
flow, and you can bang. I've right. watched you do it.
Yeah.
Online. Like, probably a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
You pop up like crazy on my feed.
Right. Yeah.
And it's effortless, but that's why it's good.
Yeah. It just kind of comes after a while.
20 years of experience.
Right.
Going into one marker stroke.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah. And that's the weird thing is, I don't know if you feel this, but I feel guilty sometimes that, like, I'll do something and I'll be like, oh man, like, it really didn't take much effort, but then you reflect and you're like, okay, well, it did. But right at that moment, it did not.
No. Because you're in it, right?
Because you're in it.
Yeah. Do you know how much fun we had at Providence doing that stuff?
Oh, I bet.
Like, Mike and I would meet till late at night and drink beer and just come up with names.
I bet.
And you'd know when we were like, you're tapped, right? You're like, the fart jokes come out. And you're like, oh, okay.
We're done now.
It's time to get serious now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And then we came up with, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was like a decade in the making. He said,
"Well, it's Mike.
Yeah,
it's him.
It is him. Yeah,
we were just going to call it Big Mike's Mail Emporium."
Yeah, yeah.
That's the whole thing, right? Yeah. And back to what I said with Sam is that we built it around him.
Yeah,
because he's the face.
Yeah,
and it's him. It's his personality. It's everything that's in there. Everything he loves.
Yeah,
And everything he's worked towards. And he wanted a place for himself.
Yeah,
and I know he likes classic, old school, quality driven
yeah.
brand and that kind of thing. And I said, no problem, but once we get the name, I can bang it out for you. I got yeah. it done.
It's dangerous over there, man. My bank account just, like, can't take it anymore. I loved it. I just love everything about it. Yeah, it's just so great.
Oh. I have people who know me listening to this, they know that I'm there quite often.
Yeah. So you're opening a studio yeah. or, so when is it, like, going to be open?
So
you're still, you said you, before the podcast, you said you were,
yeah,
you gutted it.
I'm super close. I've been, you know, procrastinating a bit on it. I had a yeah. baby, like,
but you were renovating your house too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been,
so you've been busy in other areas for sure.
Yeah. Renovating my house.
Yeah.
Gutted the whole thing.
Yeah. I saw you posted some stuff about it. It looked beautiful.
Yeah. So yeah. I actually designed my whole house too.
Man, that yeah. is wicked.
So did that, used all my friends and network that I have in town to help me finish with all their different professional directions and that kind of thing. But, you know, and, it took a long time. And I, at the end of that, I realized I'm never going to flip houses.
Yeah.
Like, I'd love to be the designer for someone else.
Right.
But not my own.
Yeah.
Unless I, you know, win the lottery and you're like, oh,
yeah,
flipping houses.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Start a TV show.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Be that guy.
Yeah.
HGTV.
I've never been good at like interior design stuff because I thought I should be able to because I'm an artist, but I just can't. It's another thing I just can't. It's like music. I've always wanted to play an instrument. Just dang, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
My mind hits a roadblock. Like.
Yeah, I love music. I actually was going to go through school for music and not art. Not
design. Were you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
I played jazz trumpet and like that kind of stuff. And
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super fun.
I did alto sax. Long story short, I moved to Peterborough and it was grade eight and everyone else had already been playing an instrument for like ever. And then my teacher, Mr. Eakin, said, what do you want to play? I said, well, sax sounds cool. And then he put me in a room because I didn't know how to play for the entire year. Careless all by whisper. Myself.
Careless whisper.
Yeah. It was horrific, but I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Yeah. So the office is has been gutted as well. Floors refinished. I put up this like cool glass partition wall.
Yeah.
That separates like my little creative spot from this open community spot that I want. I get westerly light and I want to use like photographers come in, I paint it all white.
Yeah.
So use it or like come do a podcast there if you want. Like
next
pretty neat.
Next gen of my studio, which is because I just moved in here like a year ago, so it'll be a while, but that's what I'd love to do. Create like another space for like a gallery space almost.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then have
that's another thing I was thinking about
doing. Yeah. And then have artists in to put their stuff up.
Because I put a dorm so I can lock my office.
Yeah.
And I could actually make it part of the art crawl.
That's great.
Really neat, right?
Oh yeah, that'd be awesome.
Just people throw some grimy punk shows in there and
you could do whatever you want. It's yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be super fun. I'm really excited about it. I have been working like a nomad for 5 years now.
Yeah.
Coffee shops, bars, Providence.
I sit. Well, that's
my car.
Well, that's where I saw you first time.
Where we
You usually sit by the window and you're doing your work.
Yeah. That's my office.
Yeah. So.
People know not to say.
And there's actually nothing wrong with that. Lots of people do that.
Yeah.
But I will say, yeah, coming into your own space, because I went back and forth with
it forever.
Yeah. And yeah, so when I first went out totally on my own again, because I've done it before, but flip back for good now, you get lonely. Like I first came in probably for the first 4 months. I was like, because I worked at Birch Bark Media for a while.
Oh yeah.
I was doing marketing there.
Oh, cool.
But so there was guys there that, you know, you could talk to, whatever. Come in here. It's like, then you have to self-direct and you have to, you know, focus on your own. It's like really, I found hard to do for the first little while. But yeah, like you get into a groove.
Yeah.
And like,
I can't wait.
Yeah.
To, it's funny. Like you think I'm this passionate, but can't wait and I'd get it done by now. But
yeah,
that's the creative mind, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's sometimes I'm down.
Yeah.
Like I'm really down. I'm just like,
yeah,
I'm going to stay home today and drink 10 beers and just chill out and do nothing.
Yeah. And that's something I think not enough people talk about is the fact that like it is lonely and you're doing your own thing, which is amazing, but no one wants to talk about it. They're like, you know,
the other side of it, talk about it. Don't hide it.
Yeah. It's true. It is shitty sometimes. So.
Like I can shake the cobwebs off pretty quick if I need to.
Yeah. Yeah. I've trained my brain a little bit now to where it's like, I can kind of like,
publicness.
Oh yeah. It's doing
shake the cobwebs off.
It's doing the trick. That's actually,
sounds like I'm hungover.
It's actually really good. The Irish ale is really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, it'll be really nice, man. And
yeah,
have you over. I'm going to do like a little open house when it's open.
Oh, that'd be great. Oh yeah.
Try and get Tyler to do some charcuterie or something for me.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to see it. So segue, I guess, good one, is entrepreneurship. So like, what are your feelings about, like, again, just this is 100% you. So kind of a two-part question, like how you deal with kind of the ups and downs and then pricing. So this is something I have conversations with other artists and freelancers.
Yeah.
Lots of creatives don't want to, they get really cringy when I talk about pricing.
Yeah. I talked to your brother about it.
Did you?
When they were first starting the thing,
yeah.
He was like, can we pick your brain on it?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to give you all my secrets, but.
No, but it's more like knowing your worth, but like.
How do you get paid for your value?
Yeah. Right. Like, right.
A lot of that comes with experience.
Yeah.
And just really. A lot of people come out and they're like, well, I do good stuff and I deserve to make this kind of money. Like, yeah. As soon as you say that, you don't.
Right.
You need to understand that people want value from you,
mm-hmm.
and they want a relationship from you.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're willing to work with you, the money will come.
Mm-hmm.
You like, do you know how many times I've done stuff for free?
Glad you said that.
Built my network.
Yeah.
And referral business comes from that.
Yeah.
But be smart about it.
Yeah.
Don't do it for free for a guy that has no friends and isn't connected anywhere.
Okay, right? Good.
Like, be smart about it.
Yeah, well said, because that's the same thing here. Like, I'll do stuff for free all the time. Yeah. But I mean, it is what it is. You're doing stuff for free for a reason.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't just do it for free because. So like I did a free one downtown Toronto because the visibility was street level downtown Toronto outside of his coffee shop.
It's just advertising.
Advertising. Had a guy who owned a restaurant up the street come by, say, hey. So it's like, you have to pick your moments.
So
for sure.
Touched on it. It's networking.
Yeah.
Make sure you network with the right people. And
yeah.
I can't remember who said this, but I read this article a while ago and it kind of stuck with me, and they said, to move forward in life, you need to surround yourself with 9 people.
Mm.
3 people that look up to you, 3 people that are on the same level as you, and 3 people you look up to.
Right.
And that kind of stuck with me. And I kind of figured out those people in my life.
Yeah.
And it changes.
Yeah.
But I've tried to put them in my business. So like people that I can like look up to on a business level, they're more connected. And I look at them, why they look up to me is because they're connected. They're good people.
Yeah.
You know, they're nice people that have a community around them of other nice people who happen to be good at what they do.
Yeah.
So that is a sense of a business mind. And for what I do, it works like crazy. So if I do something free for someone, they could put me in contact with like a major brand.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you got to meet my buddy. He'd love you. I love the way you think. And next thing you know, you're rebranding, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like Old Milwaukee, Canada.
Yeah.
Like it's that simple.
Yeah.
And it's just super fun to like kind of do that way. And also the free stuff is always turns out a little bit better than the stuff you paid for some reason.
Right.
Because I think if you're going to do it for free, it's something you're into and you're doing it for something that you care about. So you're definitely connected with them on some sort of level. So whatever you're doing is connected with you on a personal level as well.
That's right. Yeah. Right?
So,
yeah. And I always look at those as opportunities, like you said, to create something really wicked that you can build off of again to get the next thing that comes along.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay. So I can't remember where I was.
That's talking about money.
That's the beer kicking in. It's good. So yeah, that's, you're right there. So you should know your value, but also if you're fresh out of school, like, come on.
Right. I get it. I get the come on thing and I totally support it.
Yeah.
You got experience. You got to get experience. You have to learn.
Yeah.
You can't, in my industry, you can't go out and learn.
Yeah.
Do you know how much bad typography I see on a daily basis?
Oh yeah.
For me, that is one of the core foundations of being a good designer.
There's shit like that. Shit like that must drive you crazy. You must see it like everywhere you go.
Yeah. I'm surprised I eat out as much for how much shit my knees are on there.
Yeah.
It's just typography is a foundational, it's just quality in a good designer.
On that note, there's one that I made note of here that's on your Instagram. It's I'm going to find it cause I wrote it down. Build by Brian or Build by
Brian. Build by Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So
let's go.
That to me, again, for not even from a designer's perspective, because I don't have one, but like, it's just so clean and sophisticated looking. Like it, and then I saw the full, because all I saw was the B at first with the lightning bolt.
The icon.
And then I saw the full logo where there's that up and down almost like, right? So you have the up arch on the B and then down and then up.
Oh, the triple B one.
Yeah.
The badge, yeah.
So... So for that one, what were you thinking? What's the idea behind that one?
I built that for, his name's Brian Duguay,
mm-hmm.
lives in Burlington. He's got an interesting story. He's an electrical engineer. I think he's an engineer.
Yeah.
It makes sense. He's smart. So he builds custom pedal boards for like some of Canada's biggest musicians. Wow. So he came to me and he's like, I don't like my brand, because he built it himself in Word and it's just like Arial and
for sure. Yeah.
Boring. But I mean, people go to him for the quality of his work and he wanted something that represents it.
Yeah.
Brian's probably, I don't know, 50 yeah. years old.
Yeah.
Loves. He was in a rock band. He used to tour. He toured with The Hip, like,
oh wow,
back in the '80s and nineties. And I can't remember what the name of his band was, but yeah, they opened for The Hip for like 2 years straight or something like that. So he's a good musician.
That's
too,
cool.
And he loves rock and roll. He loves rockabilly and loves all the things. So there's where the Finns come in.
Right.
That kind of stuff.
Okay.
And then the whole electrical side of it was the lightning bolts and coming back to like that fast car 50s greasy kind of thing, and just put this badge together for him. And then I also said, it's got to look like it's built, like you could wear it as a patch on this, on a guy that works at a garage. It's going to have that workman blue collar feel to it.
Yep.
Which I think it does.
Mm-hmm.
And he loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, you know, that was a real cheap project. Really cheap.
I think
I made like $250 and a plate of wings off it. Like literally. He's like, oh, this is awesome. Here's some cash. Let's go out for some wings.
But it feels good.
Yeah, it feels great.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, that was a freelance project back in the day. I was working full time at agencies.
Okay, yeah.
So they're like, yeah, I'll take on a couple extra bucks here and there, no problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've done some big brands on freelance and made good money on that stuff.
Yeah.
While working full time and burning myself out.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You know, burning yourself out is fun too.
Though. Oh yeah. It is.
I remember being on top of a ladder at 4 o'clock in the morning, downtown Toronto at Red's Wine Tavern, high end restaurant.
No, I don't know it.
So rebranded that when I was working at an agency.
Yeah.
And down there scraping the old logo off, like at the tippy top of a ladder off the window at the First Canada place.
Oh my God. There is something. I love that. I love going hard for like, it's funny what you said before, you go hard for like 3 days and then.
So, well, if you have to, right?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. You got it.
But I love that. And because then you wake up when you know you have a day after you've gone hard, and then you can look back and be like, oh, I fucking crushed that over the last couple of days.
Yeah.
That's the best feeling ever.
And now, I mean, it's a little different now. Like if I'm taking a break day, or if I'm going golfing or something, I'll make sure that I have like two freelancers working on stuff for me.
Yes.
So I can come back the next day, art direct, creative direct, critique, provide feedback and all that kind of stuff, and bring it up to the level of where I want things.
Yeah. Do you often bring people in like that?
I have four key designers that work for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they local?
There is one I am working. She just did a project with me.
Okay. So she might come into your new space even maybe?
Yeah. So I'm going to try. I'm putting my lawyer hat on right now and trying to write some sort of bullshit. Not bullshit, but like some sort of contract.
Yes.
I don't know how to do these things. I'm the art guy. That's my whole thing. Like I was the guy that was sent out to drink beer at a meeting and land things. And
don't even get me started. The business end of things is like still confusing for me.
And it's so, hopefully.
Yeah.
She's super talented.
Yeah.
She's a mom. So she's grounded.
Yes.
Mature. Likes to work.
Yeah.
Wants to work in a creative industry. And, you know, she's
Really
easy to get along with. I've known her husband forever.
Oh, see, that's
it's
great.
It's super easy, right? Like,
and she's got the talent.
She's got the talent.
There you go.
She's got the chops.
Talent and not an asshole.
And she's completely different than me.
That's nice.
Not on a sense of getting along, but on a sense of her stylistic views and what she does. And
that's great.
So the company will.
So you can offer that out.
Right. You have to.
That's wicked. Yeah. That was going to be another question too. Like kind of where you see your business. Like if you're going to make it an agency, quote unquote, or if it's going to be, or if you just, do you like kind of just like that solo thing? Like being in a space like that. And
I like the solo thing when I'm working on certain projects.
Yeah. By the way, there's more beer in there if you want.
Only if you're having one.
Oh, I'm still finishing, but you go ahead.
Oh,
anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
You look like a lot. people that know me, they'll be like, yeah, he's having
one. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I lost track. What were we talking about? Lost track there.
Beer. and the solo thing.
Where do I see it going?
Yeah.
So I like the solo thing for certain projects.
Mm-hmm.
just one-off design and brand logo, that kind of stuff, getting done and packaging, that kind of stuff.
Yep.
But what I miss about being back in like agency and student days is the collaboration, challenging other people, being challenged by other people.
Yeah.
Different processes coming in, like the organized chaos that a project can be, and and finding out a solution that you might not get to on your own, you know, like, I'm lucky enough for some reason, I figured out a way that I can make things right and make things work.
Yeah.
But is it absolutely right or absolutely working properly?
Same. I feel the same.
I think that, but I think that's also an insecurity in us too. That we've got to overcome. Not that we're just going to become tyrants of design and art,
but I have huge insecurities all the time about everything I do.
Well, you're an artist. That's normal, man. You're
creative. I'm like, why? Why do you want to hire me?
So I think that's what I miss the most. And I found over the last 3-4 years of working with freelancers that I miss that late night whiteboard, just grinding it out, sweating, getting angry.
I miss that about school even. Yeah. Like, school, that's when I push myself the hardest, I think.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, people are like, what? Why would you want that? And I'm like, no, you don't understand. It gets, you know, it's you need it.
Yeah.
You need it. You need it. Because the other side of that is so rewarding.
Yes.
It's so, such a good feeling to give something to a client and they're super happy. And then a month later, they're like, our sales have doubled.
Wow.
Like, it feels so good. And you're like, awesome. You just built a lifetime client.
That is cool.
And they're going to share that with you and you're going to grow and you're going to build all that stuff. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's funny. Like, we didn't even talk about money that whole time. Right?
No, we didn't. Like,
I've been doing a lot of research and a lot of reading on the pull money out of the equation and see what happens kind of thing.
Okay.
And it's been interesting on my mind.
Yeah.
Because I know it. I got a mortgage. You know, I got a kid.
Well, I'm always that same here. Same here. I'm always caught up in that. I'm like, yeah, exactly. Like, I want to do a project because I know it's going to be really fun.
Yeah.
But then that stupid money thing gets involved and you're like, oh yeah, you have to support people and stuff.
Yeah. But I mean, that's just life.
That's life. So I don't have a problem giving a number to somebody anymore. Like, I'll just give it and be like, if you don't like it, I'm sorry. And I will say, if it's the right customer, there's wiggle room in there. Like, you know, there is some give in there, but most of the time it's like, I know what my time's worth now and I know what you're going to get from it. So
I have rates.
Yeah.
I have design rates and I have creative thinking rates. Yeah. So basically I have rates to pay for my artistic skills and I have rates to pay for my intellectual property and different things.
That's interesting.
It took a long time to figure that out.
Yeah.
And
we should get together sometime, talk about that because I need help with that kind of thing.
And then I figured out a couple other things on that stuff that seems to resonate with people.
Yeah.
And how I tailor financial structuring business by business and not just my business.
Okay.
Put it in their court.
Crazy.
Make them think that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're building the brand for them. They're already comfortable with who they are and what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, why would you make them uncomfortable with something?
Yeah. Yeah. Wild. Okay, we're going to take yet another break. Okay.
I'll grab another beer.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay, we're back again. This time we've restocked on our beer supply. So now we're drinking Square Ale.
Snappy.
It's so good.
Snappy Square Ale.
Yeah. And I have to talk to Publican because it's becoming an issue where everyone's drinking way too much in the podcast now. So I need more beer from them. I don't think they'll have a problem with that.
No.
Come on.
That's what they want.
Thanks, guys. So, yes, we were talking about your, I think, studio growth. Yes.
Yeah, visions of where I see this thing going.
Yes.
It's funny. Before I hit on the sense of, I believe the big agency model's kind of slowing down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not comfortable in that space.
Yeah.
Of, you know, having a team of like 10 designers and running 4 major projects and doing that kind of thing. It's just, I don't know. You get into the world of quantity over quality, I find a lot.
Yeah.
And I can't stand it when people just crank stuff out and crank stuff
out. No.
It drives me nuts.
We were at a side note. I was at a family function. My grandpa, who's 89, he's like, I'm so proud of you. You're doing great. He goes, when are you going to hire somebody? And I said, I can't. He goes, why? I said, because people hire me for what I do.
Yeah.
Like, you can't hire out
as an artist for sure.
As an artist, yeah. Right? It's like people want what you do. Yeah. Now, the flip side is when I do live event drawing, there's things that I can hire out for those. So do you find the same? Like, you have people that you have working for you. But do you find that difficult? Like, as far as you have a certain vision or feel to your own work, but you said that you also like to have
diversity,
right?
Yeah. Diversity of design.
Yeah.
I do that myself though. Like,
okay. So you can switch hats and
everything that's on my Instagram.
Yeah.
Super clean and modern, old school, or I tried Sam's new illustration style things.
Yeah.
To me, those are three different diverse angles of what I've been. That's all me. So that's just me trying to do. It's also me educating myself of being like, well, what is that? How do I get on those paths?
Yeah. There's one that you did, you posted recently. It's like a leaf. There's like three leaves.
Yeah. So super like old time.
So that's beautiful. And but very different, obviously, than Sam's, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That's an interesting one. A friend of mine from here, from Havelock, moved up to Thunder Bay.
Yeah.
And he opened up a sustainable fishing company.
Uh-huh.
And he approached me a while ago and he's like, Kyle, I need a brand. So again, friend, long-term friend, right? And certain things change on a financial level.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. You like to help someone out.
Yep.
And he had a pretty rough brand at the time.
Yeah.
And it wasn't working well. And then I went through the whole process and got him to a point. And then he was just like, you know what? I just can't do it. And it wasn't finished, but I love the brand. So back to doing things that actually cost, like you mean more, you put different process and different passions towards this thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got to finish this damn thing. So it's still not finished. I just wanted to share it and see what people thought. And like that kind of thing. Plus I'm also in this world of social media. I don't know if you know what that is, but it's
a little bit,
it's just like a place where people put stuff up.
Yes.
And then other people comment or share what they think about it.
Yes. It's amazing, isn't it?
It sucks. Yeah, it does. So I can't stand it, but we also have to do it.
We have to.
As creative professionals, it is a big outlet for us.
This is a conversation I have with so many people.
I can't stand it.
Yeah.
I have to do it. I feel like I have to do it. And I also don't know why.
Yeah.
So I put it up. I get great response.
Mm-hmm.
And people like it and, you know, get shared around. I get designers from different parts of the world messaging me and like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they're like, this is really cool. Thanks for sharing. I'm like, okay, that's nice. They get some positive feedback.
I never get
negative.
I don't give anything weight. So like,
good call.
So like if anything comes through, like, it's nice. Like you're really great. You're really talented. Or the rare time something comes through where like you suck, or which doesn't happen very often. No. I just don't give it any weight at all across the board. I put stuff up again. I have a love hate. I actually don't mind it, but the frequency is too much for me. Like I like putting stuff up that I'm working on,
mm-hmm.
but because the way social is and to get the traction you want as an artist, I put up more than I probably want to put up. And I think it's important, to kind of get that out there. I know it feels forced sometimes.
Yeah.
Like it feels gross. Sometimes.
And we got way off topic anyway.
We did. Yeah.
So the studio side of things.
Yes.
Agency. No, don't like that.
No.
Don't want to go down that path of,
mm-hmm.
you know, all mm-hmm. that kind of thing. I'd like to make some sort of like creative studio,
mm-hmm.
That maybe like five people
mm-hmm.
where we're doing really like top quality work.
Yeah.
And you know, not quantity driven.
Yeah.
I know quantity, more clients, more money, all that kind of stuff, more growth.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. But I think there's a sweet spot between like a design studio that just cranks out brochures and pamphlets and like that kind of thing. And then an advertising agency that tries to do everything and, you know, they cost tons of money. I think there's a sweet spot in there. And my former agency we were working at, we went after that and, mm-hmm. and they've done it. Now they're up to like 20 people though.
Right.
Right. And when I left, there was about 16.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was miserable.
Even 16.
I was doing friggin', I went from like their head designer.
Yeah.
And then we hired a guy to take us down as a president to take us down for growth.
Yeah.
And he took us down the strategy business consulting side.
Mm.
So I ended up spending days and days working in PowerPoint, doing presentations and stuff for these guys to go out and pitch. And I was just miserable.
Yeah. That's horrible.
So then I started taking up freelance more and more and more. And I burned myself out. And I went in one day and I said, I was there 10 years. And I said, hey guys, I'm leaving. And they're like, what?
What?
You're our workhorse. You're our war party. Like, you're the guy. Like, did everything for them.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not happy. And they understand that.
Isn't that funny how you can just, because I've told stories on previous podcasts when I worked at a call center for 10 years and I up and left.
Yeah.
Like, I up and left and I had a family. But you physically, emotionally, everything in your fiber of your being says you have to leave.
I was miserable. I was drinking. I was partying.
Yep.
I was working way too much.
Yeah, it starts manifesting in all these other.
Not working at all, too.
Yeah.
Like, it was just all different ways for me to not do anything that was me. I was trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just for years, mm-hmm. probably 3 years. I was just unhappy. So I shouldn't say that always, because there's a few breakthrough projects in that.
Yeah.
That time that really kind of like.
Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Crank out this PowerPoint template. And I'm like, oh my God. Because none of the other people would, like the juniors and stuff, they're all doing brochures and like smaller things like that. And I'm every the bigger brand stuff and the design, the packaging and all the stuff that I love to do. And I just said that. So studio size, small, intimate.
Yeah.
But focused on brand development, quality design of elevating those brands.
Yeah.
Packaging.
Mm-hmm.
Love tangible goods. I love making stuff.
Have you done any for Providence?
No.
Okay.
No.
Wasn't sure if I'd seen anything that on any of their stuff. Yeah.
No, I'm actually, I talked to Mike and Mike's a sounding board of insanity for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to make some brands and I'm just going to make some stuff.
Yeah.
Because I do it all the time. I have an idea at 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm just like up and I'm like, bang.
My friend Greg does it.
Yeah.
He posts stuff all the time. He's like, this is for this, buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, or sell it to someone else. So like this, like I've got a dairy brand I'm working on. I just did a provisions company. I've got like clams and
it's all that
oysters and like things. Like I've got all these crazy ideas. I just want to make cool stuff.
Yeah. But you did something for a can too, didn't you?
All fake, baby.
That's for you. Yeah.
That's all fake. It's all Photoshop, mock-up, good branding, bang it out, kind of have a story behind it.
That's good. Yeah. And it shows what you can do, right?
Right. And I mean, it also allows me to release that from my brain.
Yeah.
So I can spend some time doing something that's really good. Then I get into something that's kind of bogging me down.
Yeah. I love personal projects.
Oh, man.
I just can't wait to come in here when I'm thinking,
like
what do I have?
Joker.
Like the Joker.
Yeah.
It just takes something.
Which is awesome. So take all the data out of your mind.
I just love that stuff so much. Those are the moments you wait for, right? Where you come into the studio and you're like, oh my God, I just get the day, literally the day.
Yeah. So I just small studio,
mm-hmm.
small studio of high quality.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that other portion of it.
It's not a big spot.
It doesn't matter. Like,
but the way that I've divided it, it's going to work.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be able to say we're doing a charity poker night and it's going to be in there. And I want to be able to have people come in and like I said, I want to throw a punk show in that place. Like, I don't know.
It would be great.
It's just fun, right? Like,
yeah.
I
we're so lucky around here. We really are. I've been to all across Ontario for work, and I'm sure you have too, like been all over the place. People don't really understand how good we have it here. It is.
In Peterborough?
Yeah, in Peterborough. Yeah.
It's terrible.
It's fucking awesome.
Don't move here.
Yeah, never come here. No.
Yeah.
It's not allowed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. Everyone feeds off everybody. And people like you, people like Mike, people like who just kind of make things kind of run down here. It's just like, it's just wicked.
Yeah. It's a real great community. I'm fortunate enough to be born and raised here. Like,
yeah.
I remember going through the drive-thru at the Royal Burger with my mom.
Oh my God. The Royal Burger.
When I was a kid.
That was great.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember the food.
Yeah.
But I remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember it.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I moved here in grade 8, but
okay.
Yeah, I was born in Scarborough.
Yeah.
So, but I've moved away like 3 times and then come back.
Awesome.
Okay, I'm flipping through my book here. I have lots of other questions.
Oh God, I'm going to break the record on time, I think.
Too. You are. Six, you're getting close. You're getting close. Besides what you do, what makes you happy? Obviously you have a little one now.
Yeah. That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
I almost said owning a kid. That's pretty wild, owning a child. Yeah, we bought him. My wife, we're actually not married. I just call her my wife. We're married without spending the money. We've been together for, I think, 6 years, 7 years.
Yeah.
She'll correct me.
That's common law. I think 5 years common law.
Yeah. We lived together in Burlington.
Yep.
In our house there. And we said, let's get the hell out of the GTA.
Yeah.
And she grew up in Dunnville. And then moved to Hamilton, Burlington area, went through her teens and that kind of thing.
Yep.
And since we've been together, we started to come up here, right? And we were like, let's move here. And so we came up here with a plan. Let's sell our house in Burlington, take advantage of that crazy housing market, right?
Yes.
Buy another investment property here, which we did, struck that off, renovate the hell out of it, move into it, have a kid. Done.
Done.
I can push my business back up and see how that's going to work for me, whether it does or doesn't. We'll figure something out. You go down there and then, yeah. So
you're on track.
We're on track. It's pretty weird because I am not that guy.
That is awesome.
I am I mean, I've always wanted to move home. I said that, but
yeah.
Yeah. I just, it's nice outside of work. What do I do for fun? I cook.
Yeah.
Cooking is my hobby. I don't think my wife, she's going to hand me your sentence, but she's probably cooked me 3 things in the last 6 years. I love it.
My wife's pretty similar.
That is my outlet. Like I go home, I go to grocery stores, I grab the food. I go to a grocery store like every day. I love it. I love grocery shopping. I love coming up with something. I love going home. And now in my cool new kitchen that I designed and built for myself, I have everything in there that I've ever needed. Well, until I figure something else out, because that's the way our minds work for some reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
And then that, and I play hockey. I play a lot of hockey.
Yeah.
Waddy and I play.
Do you?
Friday nights, baby.
Oh, man.
Come on out. Friday nights, Kinsman Arena. Yeah, we play in a 35 and over pickup.
I wish I played hockey.
It's organized, but it's like a draft league.
Yeah.
So you get to meet all the guys, and everyone's from Peterborough, like the community. Like, you know half the team before you even serve on the ice.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
That's cool.
And it's fun. And then I run a team. Being here for my dad's run a team, Birdsall Beach. They've sponsored a team at the Keene 35 and over team for 26 years.
Oh my God.
And when I moved home, my dad moved up to the 65 and over league in Peterborough Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah.
And I took over that team.
Wow.
So now I run that team on Sundays.
That's awesome.
The most fun. Those guys in those leagues and it's not like a competitive
thing. Yeah.
There's guys in that league that are, I think the oldest is 76.
Wow.
And he's known me since I was 3 years old.
Wow. Man.
So it's a lot of fun. It's really tough to get into.
I've said it before, but I'm the black sheep in my family. I got zero. I'm talking zero interest in hockey.
Yeah.
My grandpa was a goalie forever. And then he had a heart attack and his doctor said, like, sorry, like you can't play hockey anymore.
Oh man.
That sucked for him.
Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, man, sports. It's not for everyone.
No,
that's what makes the world good, man. If everyone was in the same shit, it wouldn't be worth living.
Yeah, but we used to go to the cottage and they used to play it. And it used to be calming for me. I used to draw to hockey, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Like hockey would play in the background and I would just, it used to be soothing because it would always be on, right?
Yeah.
It's one of those things. So it's not like I dislike it. It's just like, real interest in it. But.
And then besides that, those two things, I really just like hanging out with my friends, man. Like,
yeah.
Get out, hang out, going out for dinners and my wife. Now we just throw the kid in this car seat and throw him in a booth and that's it.
Yeah.
My family, I'm back close to my family again, which is fantastic. We're super close.
Yeah.
My brother and sister are transitioning to take over the park and I'm here now. So I get to see them.
That's just wicked. The
Remembrance Day parade this morning. Then we all went out for lunch and.
Isn't that so nice?
It's so nice, man.
That's great.
It just. Peace of mind on that side of things. And because I remember being like, oh God, it's Christmas time. I got to drive through Toronto and I can't get off work.
Yeah.
I have a project done. So I can't leave at noon.
Yeah.
I got to get a project, and you're there till 6 and you leave and you're with the rest of the goddamn world on the friggin' highway. And
yeah.
I'm just raging because I'm stuck in traffic on the 407.
Yes. On the 407. Yeah. That's saying something.
It's insane. Yeah. And then we're like, let's stop doing this. Now we go to the city on the weekend sometimes and we're like, look at all these suckers going to their cottage.
Yes. Right? I know. It's so bad.
It's mean for me to say, but it's so rewarding watching all those suckers do it.
Yeah, I know. I know lots of people who commute from here to Toronto all the time. Like I do, but not steady.
Once a week, every Thursday.
Which is fine. I can do that.
Client facing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And doing that, and
so you kind of answer my second last question is this. That's the source of your power. Then that's the source of your motivation. Is the family and being back home, I guess.
For sure. Yeah. Family and friends. Yeah. And like, I still contact with my friends in Burlington too.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So Cody's family lives in Burlington.
Yeah.
So every time we go out there, I make sure I text a few core guys that like, you know, there's the guy that brings everyone together.
Right.
So text him.
Yeah.
And then hopefully there's a dinner
and then
lunch or something like that.
We
always hang out. Other than that, we're texting.
Yeah.
And a couple of them are clients of mine as well. So I'm always talking to them about work and stuff. Like I owe Jerry, buddy of mine, some work today.
Yeah.
He wants to do some new apparel for his shops.
Sweet. Yeah.
And get them in. So I'm like, yeah, for Christmas, right? So
we
get it in. I'm like, well, it's Christmas tomorrow, so we got to get it.
I know. I keep forgetting that. Yeah, right. It's coming around. So we'll finish it off soon. But again, something I ask everybody, advice for people coming up. We covered a lot kind of that could apply, but what else would you say?
Advice for yourself. Find those people to look up to.
Mm-hmm.
Stick to them. Make sure that you don't think you're better than you are. And just be humble on it.
Mm-hmm.
Work hard. Put in the time. Don't work when you don't want to work.
Yeah.
Make sure you're clear. And don't be an asshole, man.
That's probably the best advice I've had on here.
You got to. If you're burnt out, in a creative mind.
Yeah.
If you're burnt out, you're just going to get darker and darker and deeper and deeper.
Yeah.
And it's funny. Like sometimes you're like, oh, you'll get an idea and it'll shake it off.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the times you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the times you're not in the right headspace. You don't want to work. You're lazy. You're like, shit, I'm just going to shoot people online, man, for like 3 hours and play some video games.
Yeah.
Right.
The biggest thing I'm finding is, the people who
not
think,
real people.
Well, not real people or people who think they're the shit. Like, I don't, we're all human beings here. Yeah. And we're all at different stages of something.
Yeah.
And I see it a lot where I just don't understand where that comes from, where they think they can't relate to somebody else. Like it drives me bananas.
It's pretty interesting. And I mean, more people, more minds, more thought.
True.
Different areas.
Yeah.
Which is 99% of the time a good thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But there's always...
Yeah.
Negative side of things too. And
Don't
beat yourself up. Take a break when you need it.
Yeah. Back. That's a tough one. I still struggle with that.
Yeah.
I'm always thinking I should be doing this or this should be happening now. Or
it
this
just
should...
comes back to being like, you don't work. You don't live to work, man.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
the money will come.
Yeah.
Because everyone that's like 25, 27 thinking they should be making 100 grand a year. You're nuts. Like just,
I don't know.
Put the head down. I know there's. I'm probably going to get some slack from saying things.
No, like, you're not.
Just like,
that's 100% true.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I've seen it firsthand. I've had designers work for me that are like, I'm worth way more. And I'm like, no, you're not.
You're absolutely not.
And here's here, and this, and this, and this. And you left a widow at the end of that paragraph, and we published that thing. And he's like, what's a widow? And I'm like, exactly. And you're like, what's a widow?
I don't know what it is.
End of a paragraph should never have one word at the bottom line. That's what you call a widow.
Okay.
So you need to learn kerning and a good typography. Learn kerning so you always have that.
Okay. I knew that but didn't know it because I'm super obsessive with spelling on social media.
Yeah.
So I don't like when people and all that stuff. Yeah. And I don't like when things don't line up like that.
Yeah.
I like blocks, like things to look tidy.
Yeah.
So yes.
Yeah.
Full just now I know. Paragraphs. What it's actually called.
Yeah. So if you're writing things out and you got a little one word at the end and then a period beside it.
Yeah.
No, man.
Yeah.
Now, the world of responsive web design and things like that, it's hard to get away from.
Yeah.
Because it's got to flow properly and you don't want to put hard breaks in because it'll be messy.
Right.
certain devices. So you got to live with it sometimes. And a guy like me is like, ah, gazooks.
Instagram's a bitch that way. Yeah. Trying to get Instagram to line up. No, I just gave up on that one. I'm like, I don't care. Yeah,
the whole world should give up on Instagram. I know. In general.
I guess I have one more. What's your big fish? Like, if you could, do you have anything like that in mind where you would be like, oh my God, I would die to work with them?
Oh, good question. Big fish.
See, for me, like, I'm always just trying to get into, like, I don't know, just trying to up my, for my mural stuff, especially, just trying to up the client.
Yeah.
Like, who that is.
So that's tough.
I don't have a specific.
Like, I have, like, my favorite brands.
Okay. Yeah.
That I love.
Yeah.
Which my favorite brand is Lego.
Is it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's the best.
That is awesome.
And
I love that.
I have some of like the Lego architecture series, like that kind of thing.
Oh, I love that.
Actually, I built a brand a while ago for a architect, and it's called Structure Creations.
Okay.
And he does really, really high quality custom homes and that for people in the like the Greater Horseshoe area down Hamilton, Burlington, that way.
Right.
And his entire brand was built off of a black Lego box. Block like the six piece.
What?
Yeah, that's what I built. And I told the story around. I'm like, since you're a kid, you've been playing with Lego, and now you've evolved this passion towards it to actually building people's giant Lego homes. And I built this thing, and he loved it. And his logo is literally a black rectangle with a little S and a little C in it. And he loves it, and it just kills it.
That's like this fucking amazing.
But how fun is that, right? Something that you've been with your entire life that I love. I still have all my Lego from when I was a kid. And now it's mixed with my brother's Lego. Like, it's just a bin, like of all the stuff.
I had friends who had all the Lego. I wasn't fortunate enough that I had He-Man and G.I. Joe. Lego was too expensive.
Yeah.
It's, my friend used to have an endless supply of like space Lego.
Yeah. Yeah.
And space Lego was the shit.
Oh, like, man. Are you kidding me with the first, the tiltable visor?
Oh my God. Everything about space Lego was the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at right there.
Oh my God. I wish I had vision. I have to get video on my podcast.
You don't want video of me. I'm not great on camera.
That is awesome. I love that story.
Yeah. So I don't know. Lego is my favorite brand.
Yeah.
I would love to, I don't know, like any designer, like I've been through the big stuff. I love the small. So I would love to do some whiskey.
Okay.
Like work with a whiskey brand.
Yeah.
A new one.
Yeah.
A small up and coming one, because I don't want Jameson's and I don't want
Budweiser's
and that stuff. I'd love to help a microbrewery just blow it out of the water.
Yeah.
You know, like that.
You would be perfect for that.
Yeah. I already have this redone.
Oh man. Have you pitched it?
No.
Oh shit. Public can watch out.
No.
There's collective arts brewery.
Yeah. I've had a couple friends actually get their art on the canvas.
You have?
Yeah.
I submitted.
Did you?
Last round.
Yeah. Okay.
I haven't heard anything.
Yeah.
But even just trying, like the absolute, just trying is fun.
So I know. So I've been wondering about that, because when my buddy got on, he was doing some stuff that was pretty top of mind.
Okay.
Like it was trending.
Okay. Right?
So I'm wondering if they've originally, they started like, no, it's artists, Ontario, Canada only. Well, now it's global.
Okay.
And now I think they're a machine.
Okay.
And they're like, what's hot right now? We got to make sure.
Kind of makes sense, I guess, that they would do that. But
I yelled.
No, it's okay. I get it. I get it, though. But I just like trying for shit like that.
Yeah.
Why not? It's fun.
I've been in the cannabis industry now for a year.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Building brands.
We're almost done this. Okay. No, we'll keep going. We're 4 minutes out. Okay. Yeah, I want to hear more about that for sure.
Yes. This is a world, man. Like, especially in Canada.
Yes.
I work in the medical side of it.
Okay.
But they also have recreational brands.
That must be good, though. Like, good money.
Yeah, there's money.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's lucrative.
Yeah.
But it's, there's a lot of roadblocks.
There would be, I guess.
Especially in Canada.
Yeah.
I'm doing some stuff, like, we launched a brand in Australia, working on a brand for South Africa, a couple other countries in Europe. That kind of thing.
My friend in Connecticut, same thing. He's told me the same thing. He's being hit up a lot.
It's globally. This is all through one company.
Okay.
That I work for, and you know, they've they've basically locked me down for just me right now. And I have a couple of like 2 days a week, which is good. It's great money. I do my thing, banging it, but I'm building brands for them. And now I get to look at the cannabis industry, which is a pile of crap right now in a sense of branding.
Right.
Everything's like, oh, Cannaboy and Weedly and Leaf-a-Lot. Like there's just, everything's got to be connected thing. And then you see like people coming up with logos that are like the leaf.
The leaf.
Right. Which you don't even smoke.
Yeah.
Right. Like you smoke the bud, you use the bud, you extract the oils from the bud and all the, you know, the terpenes and the cannabinoids, like all that stuff. You get it. And then it just doesn't make sense if you know anything about it. So you're like, what's going on here? And so I look at it and I'm coming up with names that are just completely.
I was
going
to say, I can already imagine some cool shit that.
So I've come up with like new names for brands, building the whole brands, the positioning strategies, the marketing tactics, all the packaging.
Yeah.
Everything from the ground up of getting like swatches of plastics and like environmentally conscious plastics and like silicone and like trying to push the government down different angles of like, what are you guys doing? You want us to just make more plastic? Like, come on.
That
like,
is.
Can we use glass? Can
yeah.
We, no, unless it's this. Unless it's
have
this.
Have you seen the, cause I order some from the government, right?
Yeah.
Have OCS? You seen, yeah. Have you seen their packaging on there? It looks like a prescription.
So
yes. I guess they have to do it that way.
So that a big ugly yellow box.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically what they did, it was, I whatever.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. I don't care. They basically just lumped it in with cigarettes.
Okay.
Right.
Yes.
And you get cigarettes, which actually do kill you.
Yes.
And you get alcohol, which actually does.
Does kill you.
And you get all these, and then you got cannabis, which doesn't put the ignorance towards it. It's just like, it's a drug.
Right.
It's been illegal for a long time.
Yes.
People don't understand it.
Yeah.
They're not going to hire a bunch of people in the government to look after a cannabis division because that's going to cost us more money.
Yeah.
And all that kind of thing. So it's going to be some time to go down that process on the packaging. Now you can get some nicer stuff.
Yeah.
In the gray market, which if you go out to like the Green Mile and the Medicine Wheel and like
have
and all that kind of stuff,
right?
The packaging is all different.
Yeah.
But at the other side of it, it's like, oh, you see it online.
Yeah.
And then you go there and you're like, hey, can I get a 3.5 grams of the Royal Purple or whatever?
Yeah.
And they're like, here's a Ziploc bag with a Sharpie written on it, put it in your pocket. And I'm like, I'm not in high school again. Like that's exactly how weed came in high school.
It's fucking hilarious. When you leave the Medicine Wheel, for example, and you walk out, everyone's like, they have that the white Ziploc bag.
Yeah.
And they're like,
it's like you're going to the armored car and you're like, holy crap.
It is awesome to watch.
Yeah.
Go, I went there the first time. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah. And I was just at the smoke store in Ajax.
Yeah.
The big one. Have you been there?
No.
No, it's big. Are you like a big weed smoker?
I have become one.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah.
Like maybe once every 2 weeks. It's
okay.
Just like the smallest.
I'm usually every night before bed.
Yeah.
I'll do a little bit.
Yeah. I'm a Scotch, Irish whiskey. I got some Japanese whiskey if you want to try some.
Sure. I used to be red wine in a big way and I stopped and then I went to weed.
Yeah. You look great. I'm your before picture.
I miss it though. I miss it. It's nice. Yeah.
And I just really enjoy the craft. I enjoy the passion and all that behind it.
Yes.
I really understand it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't do it, but it's just, it's a really interesting industry and it's changing all the time.
Yeah.
When I got into it, I was doing labels, just simple, like all those ugly labels. So it's just typography, right?
Yes.
You must know typography to be able to do this intricate stuff.
Oh, hold on. Okay, we're talking about typography. Yep.
Yeah. So like labels, it's, you can't, the government has regulations. So 7-point type can't be lower than that. You have to make sure that it's only a single color background. You have to make sure that all of this content, regulatory content, has to be on the consumer facing side, which is the front. Certain things can only be on white. So if you want a regular thing, you have to put a white box around it and then put black text in.
That's what I'm seeing mostly on that.
The yellow stripe has to be there. There's also 14 different versions of that paragraph that go on a certain thing. And it all has to be done in English and French. Your logo can only be one color. And all
Jesus.
The stuff, the stop sign that's on everything, it's all in there. And you're like, for a little gram of cannabis?
Ugh. See, I've purchased a bunch of stuff now because I'm trying different things. So I've done a spray and I've done pre-rolled and I've done like lots of an oil all the way through, like just because I'm having fun trying it, all looks the same. And I'm like, man, this could look so much cooler.
Yeah.
Like, but again.
So last spring, the government goes, there used to be, you know, you've seen the labels that you can peel and then there's instructions on it.
Yes.
So those are called hinge labels. So you could hide all your junk.
Okay.
Like the spray. So you could hide the directions of using it properly.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but then the government said, no, we can't use those anymore. And they're like, okay, so now everything's got to fit on the label.
Yeah.
So you're just an eyesore, right? Unless you know what you're doing. So you got to find the smallest font.
Yeah.
On a sense of body size, not type size.
Yeah.
So that you, when you go down to the 7 point, it's actually smaller than, and like Arial and Helvetica and all that stuff. So you got to know that.
Yeah.
And then you go into thing. And then in September, I go to my client and they're like, oh, we got to change the packaging guidelines. We want to save a little bit of money and sizes and stuff.
Yeah.
And packaging. So they're like, oh, and also the government's allowing hinge labels again. And like, that's what the industry's like. Right now. And it's good for me. I mean, it's time and sure. money and stuff, but
yeah,
it's just unnecessary.
No, I was approached. I'm doing a logo for a vape company.
Yeah.
And it's more illustrative, which is great. But they're coming at me with that kind of thing where they're, okay, so it can't appeal. It can't look like it appeals to children, which makes sense.
Yep.
It can't look comic-y. It can't look fun.
Can't have people.
Yeah,
can't show any sort of character.
They're like, go.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. Yeah.
Well, so we've got a red dot cannabis.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Like, yeah, exactly. So anyway, it's interesting. It's super interesting.
It's crazy. Bro.
All right. I guess we'll wrap it up.
We got to do something together. I got to find a brand that needs something for you.
100%.
And pull it right into your wheelhouse for you.
I'm all over that.
Yeah. It'd be fun.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Okay.
Well, all right. Well, thanks for coming on. I really appreciate it. It was super fun. And I think we did break a record because we're an hour and almost 40 minutes.
Wow.
Which is great. It didn't feel like that at all.
No.
And that's in part to Publican.
Yeah.
And great company, but.
Yeah, these beer cans are great company.
Yeah. Thanks, Publican. Thanks for everyone for listening. And thanks, Kyle. And check Kyle out at pioneer.ca.
Pioneerinc.ca.
Pioneerinc.ca.
Yeah. Pioneer is a gas station.
Oh, yeah. Right. That's true.
And a
weirdly, I didn't make
farm
that
farm and a bunch of.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, everybody. Have a good one.
Ciao.